Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If this life were the end of man's existence, then hating knowledge and refuting the fear of the Lord would have no eternal consequence. If we do not stand before God in the judgment to give an account of our earthly behavior, then nobody can fault us for living for ourselves and forgetting about the needs of others. Our friends and neighbors may think we are selfish, but what possible difference could it make? We would simply eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, and that is the end. While millions of Americans claim to believe in God and in life after death, are not most of us living as if there were no tomorrow? Hating knowledge of God and His Word, choosing not to fear the Lord, and refusing wisdom, counsel, and reproof will bear fruit we will not want. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. Proverbs 1:30-31. The principle of sowing and reaping is firmly established in the Scriptures. Besides, in a limited way, we have seen the principle applied in our own lives. For example, when people are sexually promiscuous, they often contract venereal diseases, including AIDS. They often see their homes and their lives fall apart. Those they are supposed to love also pay for the immorality of fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, and other immoral people. Gamblers often see their life savings and even their own property disappearing because of their addiction to gambling. I remember as a child hearing a country gospel song which said, "You cannot do wrong and get by, no matter how hard you may try." That is not exactly biblical language, but it is the teaching of God's Word. Hosea wrote almost 2,800 years ago, "For they have sown to the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Hosea 8:7. The Apostle Paul gave this classic expression of that truth. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Galatians 6:7-8. It is not necessarily that God supernaturally punishes evildoers. That certainly has happened in ages past, in Sodom and in Gomorrah, for example, and will happen in the future. But sometimes we are bringing heartaches and sorrows on ourselves by our own foolishness. Solomon says, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." Proverbs 1:32. The New American Standard Bible uses the word waywardness instead of simple. It also uses the word complacency instead of prosperity. When wisdom called for the wayward to turn, they turned to evil, not to God. How could anyone be so blind? What will happen to those who listen to wisdom and learn from her? "Whoso hearkens or listens to me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Proverbs 1:33. Which, my friend, would you prefer? To reap the wickedness you have sown by hating knowledge and choosing not to fear the Lord, or to dwell safely and be quiet from the fear of evil? None of this means you and I will not suffer in this world. In fact, the opposite is the case. But we shall have the comfort of God Almighty and the promise of eternal life. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23:4-6. My friend, if you are not a Christian, obey the gospel today. Thank you, and God bless you.